Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
With TikTok star, author, and fellow Drew, by the way, it's Drew Afawalo.
Hi, Drew.
It's an honor that you are here.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
I genuinely mean that. Drew has 9 million followers on social media.
And because your message is so profound, you are, well, the internet, they call you the crusader of women. So how did this all happen for you?
First I got fired. And then I started posting on TikTok, and then eventually I started making content like about my own dating experiences. And I started making content basically being really mean to misogynistic men on the internet. And turns out a lot of people like it. So worked out.
So you can listen, here they are. Because there's a lot of negativity.
Totally.
There's so much negativity online. In the comments, it gets really ugly. None of us are blind to that. We all see that, right? But you decided to sort of fight back.
Yeah.
What made you want to stand up for yourself and everybody else?
I think that a lot of people that gravitate towards my platform and me is because I validate women's anger and frustration with men. And there are so many women who are just like me. I think that's where community comes in handy. That's what we're really, really good at, is building community and finding kinship amongst each other and relating to each other, whether it's in negative or positive experiences. I don't think you can undersell that at all. But I also think that's the power of a platform that I have, is that until you're ready, you can hide behind me and I'll do it. Like, I'll fight every single one, girl, if that's what it takes. Like,
love you for that. I love you for that. I appreciate that. Let's get into some girl power headlines, because I do love girl power. And yes. Drew, you have the first story.
Yes, first up, Pixar Post reports that while making the upcoming Inside Out 2, filmmakers had a group of 9 teenage girls give notes on main character Riley's emotions throughout the process of making the movie. The group was called Riley's Crew and came to the studio every 4 months to watch the movie and give feedback, which I love personally, but I would love to know y'all's thoughts.
I have chills everywhere.
Why? Why are you feeling chills everywhere?
Oh, God, because first of all, to listen to young girls is something that people don't do enough. And then it's just so smart, because if you're gonna talk about what it's like to be a young girl, get it right and ask what it feels like to be a young girl by young girls.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, and it doesn't surprise me, because that movie was so smart. I imagine the sequel is gonna be equally smart, and these producers know what they're doing. It is brilliant to be asking young kids. You know, I wish someone would ask me when I was younger to be in a focus group. I had some ideas for Saved by the Bell. I could have helped you out a little bit. Kelly and Zach broke up. What was that?
Yes, I agree. I cannot wait for Inside Out 2. It can't come fast enough. I just think it's one of the most profound stories ever told.
Absolutely. Agreed. Yeah. I watch it over and over again. I think kids should watch it. It's so smart.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, next, People Magazine reports that an anonymous Reddit post is going viral about a wife who will no longer cook dinner for her husband after he refuses to clean the dishes. Yes! God, I love it! Excuse me. The wife writes that she loves to cook, but when she asks her husband to help with the dishes, he says she makes the mess, so she should clean it up. Since then, she cooks only enough for herself and their son, and she says, quote, if he's not going to do his part for the meal, then he can make his own.
Yeah, she can. Right? I think... Listen, if he wants her to do that all on her own, I can think of something he can do on his own from now on, too. You know what I'm saying? She should cut everything off, and I mean everything, from this guy.
Wow!
This is so infuriating. Who do you think you are? Like, who made you king of what castle? Who are you, sir?
See? Drew, look what you've done to us.
Oh, my God,
I did it!
One of
my many soldiers.
Oh, wow, I'm like a Care Bear, but I just turned on this jerk. Oh, look at me. I'm doing it.
Drew, you're rubbing off.
Energy.
Oh, it felt so good. Yeah. I've never done that before.
You're absorbing my energy. See
oh,
that?
Wow.
I love that for us.
I like it. Now I'm ready to fight. Everyone get behind me. It's on. Let's go.
Well, I think he's very hungry and hopefully learning a lesson.
I hope so, too. That was nice. That was nice. So finally, the New York Post reports that all that time spent deciphering unclear texts from boys has... finally, a name.
Oh, it's, what is it?
Okay, it's, oh God, it's hard to say. It's hermeneutic labor.
Oh God, if the texts were hard to read, now the term for it's hard to read?
Yeah, hermeneutic labor. So here's how hermeneutic is defined.
Yeah, as, please, I need to know why the hell it's named this.
I had to look it up, so don't think I'm smart. Okay, it is defined as the emotional effort women endure trying to decode confusing text messages from men. Are you ever guilty of this? Trying to decipher a text? Drew is writing something down. What is this? What, Drew? What do you...
I have a little bit of an easier phrase.
Okay, go. When not you... a hermeneutic texting.
When you read a text and you can't decipher it,
yeah.
You just say...
Oh, well, that's easier. No more.
No more.
What about you? What do you think?
Well, I think that women at a very young age have to develop empathy. Like, it's forced for women to develop empathy very early. And because women develop empathy so early, I feel like they tend to look for deeper meaning in things. And so I feel like a lot of men, most straight men, I think genuinely what they say is what they mean. So when yes. women look for deeper meaning, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But sometimes what they said is what they mean. If you take it at face value, I think it takes the power out of it to hurt you if it's something that maybe you weren't looking for in the
first
place.
This is why you have 9 million
ding,
followers.
Ding, 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 ding. There it is.
Period.
That's it.
That's it. Well, if you want even more Drew, you can listen to her podcast, The Comment Section on Spotify, and her first book, Loud, Accept Nothing Less Than the Life That You Deserve, is out everywhere July 30th.
Great title.
And you can also see her on tour across the whole country this summer. We'll have all our dates on our socials. Next, do you ever wonder what Rossi watches to go to sleep every night?
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back. It's time for The Weekender, where Rossi and I share our favorite things that we can't get enough of. Rossi!
Okay.
Your first pick.
So I'm obsessed with this show. You have to watch. It's called Baby Reindeer. Anyone heard of that on Netflix?
That is all the rage, Rossi.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was about when I started watching it, but it is riveting. It's starring and created by Richard Gadd, and it is a true story. Don't let the name fool you. The show is not as sweet as it sounds. Baby Reindeer, it is twisted and weird and real, and you've got to watch it. Trust me, trust me, trust me. It's great. I've told every friend I have, just watch it. Got it? Agreed?
Yeah, agreed.
Great,
agreed.
Great.
Thank you. I need that tip. That was the push I needed.
Perfect. This weekend.
Okay. Next, I have something for you to charge. Okay, I am obsessed with these because I have an issue, and it's cords.
Yeah.
They upset me. So I found this. It's a retractable phone charger. So all you have is this pretty little disc, and then you go like that, and you charge your device, and you put it in the wall, and the, oh. Thank you, I feel so validated right now. And then when you're done, it snaps back and it goes into this. Thank you for saving me. It is by the company, I don't have my reading glasses on, Rossi.
Oh God.
What's it called?
This is, oh God, Baseus. Baseus.
Baseus.
Baseus.
It'll be on all our show socials.
Great.
Go and get it while it's hot.
It makes you so hot. You love that. Okay, well, I have something for everybody to wear. Okay, these fun little slippers. And you'll see why I love it. They add a little more silly to your every day, and they're so comfortable. They look like a little doggy is giving your toes a nice little tongue kiss. Okay, look here. And then it's better for little kids. And you just take your little pinky out here, your little toe. Look, can you see? I put a little pink saw over my sock because it's better with the pink. Look, Drew's doing it with her hand. Look how cute it is. Hello.
Hello.
I just think these are so cute for kids. If I had them when I was a kid, I would have gone around everywhere being like, hello.
I love it. And finally, I have something to you, something for you to read. Everybody knows Emily Henry now because she is just so cool. Her newest book, Funny Story, just came out, and it's the perfect summer read. It's such a sweet rom-com about an unlikely couple, and I just know that you're gonna love it. And everyone in our audience is actually gonna go home with their very own copy.
Oh,
thank you, Emily Henry.
It's a beautiful book, too.
It's so good. I love her writing so much. Up next, actress Madeleine Petch is here. She's dishing on all. Right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
As the terrorizing Queen Bee on the hit CW series Riverdale for 7 seasons. I need to ask her how she feels about now that that's ending, because the roles are reversed now with villains terrorizing her in a new movie that everyone's talking about and channels all of my worst nightmares. But people love scary movies. I discovered that myself. Please welcome Madeleine Petch.
Girl crush, are you kidding?
No, it's like unhealthy how much I love you. And I was curious, because we were doing sort of the prep for this talk, and we were talking about how Riverdale has ended, and it was on for 7 seasons, and it immediately channeled something for me. I remember being a kid, and like when things ended, you know, it was such a jarring feeling because you build families. So how has this transition been for you? Because I so understand it.
It's been interesting. I think we definitely all feel that the show went as long as it was supposed to. There's no part of me that feels like I should have played this character for longer or it should have gone for longer, which is wonderful. But it is the family. It's like we had the same crew for 7 years and the same people touching my face every day in Vancouver in the same apartment for 7 years. And that's been tough. I think it's like you go through all the stages of grief, saying goodbye to a chapter my entire 20s. Yeah, I mean, like I worked with Luke Perry, who taught me how to conduct myself on a set properly. And I think you go through so much life in, especially from 21 to 28, it's such formative years. So it's been tough, but I'm still in touch with all of my co-stars and we talk every day. And yeah, I mean, Lily, Cammy and I are all best friends. And so I still have that sense of community. It's just change. It's, you know, it's growing. It's how life works, right? You just kind of evolve.
And you are producing The Strangers, and you're a producer on it. And not only do you get to build a more permanent family, but so much also is so exciting because you get to be at the table, you get to get a wheel in the car, you know? It's like you have a bunch of steering wheels and you're driving.
It's important your voice actually gets heard in the process versus an actor coming in and saying, I want to feel this or I want to see this. My voice is actually supposed to be heard in the process, which is a huge game changer at my age, I think, as a woman still. So it is nice to feel very respected by the team over there.
When did you decide that you wanted to be a producer?
On The Strangers or in general?
Yeah, in both.
So for The Strangers specifically, it was such a unique experience. I came on set as an actor. I was an actor for hire. And I started talking to them about the story. And I was like, I think we can evolve this character more. I think, you know, we see her through 3 chapters. We shot all 3 at once.
Yes.
So I'd like
and
to
And only one is coming out and 2 and 3 are going to come out. And everybody's freaking out over this film. It is just taps into, oh my God, go on. Sorry. We actually have a clip. Why don't we take a look at that and then we can discuss further.
Yeah. Ryan? Hello?
Is Tamara here?
No. He already told you there is no Tamara here.
It's so satisfying when the genre works because people love this genre so much.
I also love this genre so much.
I mean, I am so scared of this film. Like, it is so scary, but that's when it's good. That's what you want.
Also, can we talk about how we're matching?
I know.
Unintentional, for the record.
Did you have a spiritual reading in a date?
It wasn't in a date, but have you ever heard of an Akashic record? We got some nods. Have you?
No.
So Akashic Records, I'm going to botch this, so I'm so sorry to all of my spiritual guides out there. Akashic Records are basically your soul's contracts with other people on this planet, or like creatures or whatever.
Dougie, did you hear that?
You definitely have one.
We do.
So you can talk to an Akashic Record reader, who I did, and she will answer your questions. So I asked questions like, do I have a divine life partner? Or have I met my divine life partner? Is X my divine life partner? And the thing that I love about spirituality and this specifically is it's like, oh, you really do have a path. You've got one path that your body's gonna go on. You have free will, obviously, but it's such a beautiful thing. So I spoke with my Akashic Record reader, and I always thought that I had met one of my divine life partners already, but I never really knew. But I asked about a specific person who I'd been friends with for about 10 years, and she was like, yes, this is one of your divine life partners, and we've been dating ever since. Aww. Yeah. She's gonna cry.
Oh, that just makes me so happy because yeah. You deserve happiness.
Thank you, so do you.
Oh, thank you very much. Did you hear that, Dougie?
We will be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Vogue video that went totally viral. And by the way, those Vogue videos are so interesting and everybody loves watching them, and then everybody like went bananas over yours. What happened? Explain if you don't mind, but there was like a lot of eyes and talk and, you know, internet sensation, if you will.
It's funny. Everybody asks me about this. And I was honored to go be on Vogue Beauty Secrets. Are you kidding?
It's a big deal.
Cool thing. It's a very big deal. And they were like, you seem to love face tools, so bring every face tool you own. And I was like, you got it, I have a lot of them. So I brought them all, and they're like, we'll cut it down. And then I think it felt natural to keep them all in, and so they did, because like, yes, of course, on a day like today, I used every face tool in the book to come on TV. But in like a regular setting, I'm probably using just a gua sha and calling it a day. So people were like, there's no way she does all this every day. And they're right. I don't do it all every day. I do it some days, and that's okay.
What's one thing that you would recommend that we could all do? Because I'm looking for a beauty tip.
Oh, stop it. Look at you.
Well, I thank you. Oh, by the way, I was like, thank you. I was like, let me stop what I'm saying and say thank you. I like the freezer balls.
Oh, I love a freezer ball.
Oh my God, put those freezer balls on my face.
Now that clip is gonna go viral.
Hey, if the shoe fits.
Truly.
So what's one thing you recommend?
Okay, everyone can get this. It is a heated, vibrating gua sha, and it has changed my life.
You had me at heating and vibrating.
turn, and I like it.
Good, me too.
I like the direction it's going.
Well, I am so happy that you came here and honored that you came here to talk about this movie that everybody's freaking out for, and rightfully so, can't talk, because it's also the first in a trilogy. The Strangers Chapter 1 is out only in theaters May 17th. Ladies and gentlemen, Madeleine Pitch. Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.